Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Early this morning, Jeff was telling us that he and his wife, Jessica, got in a little bit of a scub last night.
It wasn't even a fight. It was a temper tantrum by me. Like, I'll take the blame for it. I was just having a bad night in the kitchen.
But you said it was brought on by her total lack of respect and irresponsibility.
No, it wasn't lack of respect. It wasn't irresponsibility. I am convinced, and you'll see all these surveys from time to time, and you know, Melissa will put them in her news. The number one cause of fights between couples this year is money or cleaning the house or sex or, you know, there's a half dozen. You can probably make a very short list of the five or six things that couples fight about. And communication will be on there, but I think that's communication, like, oh, one person doesn't talk enough or too much or whatever. And I think if there was a law that required everyone to pause just 2 seconds before they said what they had to say, fights would be cut by 2/3, if not more. Because what too often happens is Jessica and I will find ourselves not fighting about a particular issue, but fighting about the fact that we're fighting, the way one of us talked to another. And the perfect example happened last night when I was making, I had made homemade pizza dough and homemade sauce, and I was all excited to make a homemade pizza. And I went to the bottom of the stairs. Jessica was upstairs, and I yelled up, do we have a pizza pan? Because I remember seeing one, you know, just like a tin thing. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing one, but I couldn't find anyone in the kitchen. And she says, no, we don't have one. That was somebody's that we had borrowed. And then I made this statement, and this is referring to something Jessica did earlier this year. I wish you hadn't thrown out our pizza stone. Referring to a pizza stone that my parents gave us for Christmas, like, 5 years ago, that to me was perfectly seasoned. It was dark. It had burn spots on it. It was perfect. Jessica just thought it was gross. She thought it was too dirty, and we didn't use it enough, and it was taking up space in her cabinet. So she's like, I'm going to throw it out. We battled over it for a week, and then finally, we didn't talk about it for a few days, and she used that opportunity to toss it out. So I said to her from the bottom of the stairs, I wish you didn't throw out that pizza stone, or you shouldn't have thrown out that pizza stone or something. The response that would have sent me into the other room with nothing else to say would be if she had said, I didn't think we'd use it anymore, or sorry we hadn't used it in 6 months, or anything along that line. Because then, acknowledgement of the problem, solution. But what does she come back with? don't blame me for your unpreparedness.
That right there, that was it.
I'm looking at him like, okay, first, you're frustrated because you can't get your pizza right, and you're blaming her for the problem.
But where did I blame her? That's the
when you said you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have. Everything would be fine if you hadn't have thrown the thing out.
But that's not blaming. That's like saying...
But I'm thinking in her mind, she's thinking, how did I get involved in this?
So just those two words right there, you shouldn't, anything after that, you're already going to have the defense. Because the walls are up.
I'm not in the process of helping him fix the pizza, but somehow I'm to blame for the problem.
It would be like if Jen got up after this break and took all of her stuff that's sitting in front of her and took it back to her desk because the show's going to end in 45 minutes. She doesn't have any more entertainment buzz. If she's done, she puts it back there. And then in a few minutes, I say... do you have a highlighter? And she says...
Don't blame me because you're not prepared.
Right. And she goes, no, I just took it to my desk. And then I say, you shouldn't have taken it to your desk yet. I was going to highlight this article for you. Then her response is... Sorry about I'm not blaming her for not having a highlighter.
But
the difference is,
comparatively, it would be if she had taken the highlighter to her office 6 months ago, and then you needed a highlighter now. In what you're saying with Jessica, she threw this out earlier this year. So I just think even if you told Jen, you shouldn't have taken the highlighter out because I needed it, even though it was Jen's highlighter.
Either way, it's the two words there. You shouldn't is that what set her off.
Right.
So here's what we'd like to do here. And you guys can get in on this. 404-741-1005. Not necessarily two words, but there are some sentences, just one sentence, that will always get you in a fight with your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. And if you know what those sentences are before you get into the argument, you can avoid using those and things are going to be much better.
See, I think we have two of them here. You shouldn't have fill in the blank here. We'll definitely start an argument. Mm-hmm. Or don't blame me because you're not prepared.
Those are two right there.
I think that's another phrase that would definitely send you into an argument.
You're going to get into an argument. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a stereotypical sentence that without a doubt, if you're a man, will get you in a fight with your wife every time. You're just like your mother.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dude.
All right, that's one you want to avoid for sure.
Absolutely.
If you want to stay away from a fight. Okay, so if you guys have these, 404-741-1005, and as a public service, we'll help each other out in our relationships here.
Right. I've got two words for you. It doesn't even have to be a full sentence. It can be any sentence that starts with these two words.
What?
You never.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you
using
never.
The word never.
See, I have on my list because if you're a collector of grudges is what I, because I will admit I'm a bad fighter. And the bad thing is if you are failing at your fight, people naturally will take out old, bullets from an old gun and try to shoot it again. So if it's you never, meaning we're encompassing everything we've ever done together,
right.
Or that's typical. That's typical. If somebody does something wrong.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And then you have to, what do you mean that's typical? Well, remember, and then you're bringing up, the fight should only encompass what's going on at that moment in time. But I don't know if anybody's really good at allowing it just to be at that day and time.
One sentence phrase is that will always, without a doubt, get you in a fight.
A common one that happens in my house is because my husband loses everything. So he says, where's my... fill in the blank here.
Oh, yeah, Jessica.
And I could count 400 of those every day. Where's my keys? Where's my shoes?
But here's the communication problem.
Wait a minute, Jeff.
Here's the line that gets us into the fight is my response of when he says,
where are my keys?
Why is that my job?
Oh, okay. What? Why is that my job?
Okay, so that's the one that happens in my... Why is that my job?
Let me give you a proper response because for some reason that drives Jessica nuts too.
Oh,
how long have you been in with Ryan?
Why is that my responsibility to know where your freaking keys are?
He just wants an ally. We're just frustrated.
I'll tell you why that argument right there is happens all the time in our house because my wife loves to go ahead and move my stuff just because she thinks it's more convenient for me over here.
Yes.
All right? So when I ask her where are my keys, chances are pretty good she's moved them nine times.
Let me follow up with that. Hold on, Jeff. One thing, though, if you say, but you know what can fix that? that is if a guy says, have you seen my keys? If you just change the tone of it a little bit. So it's not Jen's job. It's just, hey, by the way, if you talk about needing an ally, hey, by the way, Jen, have you seen my keys? I have seemed to lost them. And then your wife is more likely to help you look for them rather than, well, you know, where are my keys?
This is a true story, and this is almost like Jen getting on the soapbox last week for when she threw her tantrum for whatever you're tantruming for. But like you said how Stacey will move stuff, you know, around your house and then blame you for it when you can't find it. Mm-hmm. Swear to God, true story. Thanksgiving night, we went over to a friend's house, a lot of wine was drunk, come back to our house, and Jessica decides to make something on the stove using one of our Calphalon pots that you cannot put in the dishwasher. So she made it, rinsed it out, and left it in the sink. Then left it in the sink for 5 days, giving me grief every single day because I didn't clean my pot that I used to cook something. Both of us were buzzed enough that we forgot she's the one who cooked something. So finally, she throws a tantrum, pulls it out of the sink, violently scrubbing it with the brush, going, I don't understand why I have to. What did you make anyways? And I was sitting at my computer, and I all of a sudden, like a light bulb turned on. I turned around and said, you made gravy. I feel better now.
Like, you just wanted to finish.
He just wants to win.
Yes.
Good morning, Mark. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
What about when you start the sentence, I can't help it if you...
Because it puts the blame right back on you.
Where's my keys? I can't help it if you lose them all the time.
Right. Good morning, Beth. You are on the Burt Show, the sentence that will always get you in a fight.
Oh, it's, you are such a guy.
That one wouldn't bother me that much. Why would that
be
offensive?
They use stupid guy stuff, though.
But if you compliment to Bert.
Yeah.
But if you said you're
really?
Such a
Bert's
woman.
Like I am?
If you say you're such a woman, though, I don't think that women would take that too well.
You're being such a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Well,
why are you being such a woman about it?
I found that a lot of times that if you are fighting with someone and you say a woman and you say, you must be menstruating.
Oh.
That's really...
Yeah, that really smooths the tension.
That a lot of times smooths things over, because then you're showing sympathy because you know that once a month they just be Satan takes over, so you're just showing sympathy to their plight.
Do you have permission to throw something at him now?
Jeff is
you don't need permission for that.
Jeff is just channeling. He's channeling every bit of his anger out on us. But I think that...
You're obviously menstruating.
Anytime.
Must be that time of month.
Anytime friends of mine are in a new relationship, like I always wait until their first argument. Because to me, the real test of a relationship is not the lovey-lovey, I'm in love,
right.
And we're a honeymoon. Because I really do think that as a couple, and I have friends that criticize me for saying this, but you have to fight well as get along mm-hmm. well. Because you're going to fight, and your relationship, if you fight well, then you will be able to maintain a relationship. But if you were the type that just used to fight, abusive, then your relationship's not going to work.
Good morning, Kristen. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi. Before when you said the phrase, you're just like your mother, mm-hmm. I know at least for my boyfriend and I, when the worst thing he can say to me is, you're just like my mother.
Oh, no.
And when he's referring to his own mother?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
because chances are pretty good.
That is the worst when he says, you remind me of my mother.
Yeah, he's spending a lot of time complaining about his mom. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
404-741-1005. What are you guys looking at each other like that for?
Well, the first thought that came to my mind is, but usually a guy is like, he wants to be mothered by you, and then he turns around and says,
use it against you.
Yeah.
See, there's a fine line here between mothering and controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that any woman knows what that line is.
I've also found that sometimes when you're talking with a woman, just covering your ears and going, why are you always making noise? That also really kind of breaks the tension in the room and takes it to a different level.
Good morning, Karen.
Hi. I really hate when people start off a conversation saying, first of all. Uh-huh. That just puts me on the defensive.
Because you're going to know there's two or three other things coming that are going to hit you right between the eyes.
There's the list.
That's
the list
point.
Is coming.
Yeah.
Well, I would throw that at people and then just never follow up with anything. First of all, I got to tell you, I don't like your attitude.
Jessica's so lucky.
Good morning, Catherine. You're on the Burt Show on all the hits, Q100.
Yeah, I got one that drives me crazy every time. When anything bad happens, it's always that figures.
That figures.
Like, that's typical. That figures.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And again, that's bringing in past fights.
And I've been guilty of this, where I've been in a relationship in which it's just... It, like those old wounds never seem to heal. So in 6 months later, you can bring up something that happened 6 months ago.
And
that
just
can't. I mean, it's if with the right person, I'm not. But with other people, I have been.
You where, bring out the trunk. Let me open up everything yeah. you've
First
ever
of all,
done wrong.
I can't even imagine in your world, you know, with two women,
oh,
how you guys remember every small detail.
Yes.
Yeah, bringing out that trunk on both sides. Arguments must last 4.5 hours.
Yes, and and they never end. Like, and it's not always typical because, like I said, I just haven't been with the right partner. Mm-hmm. But I think that with two women, you're more than likely, because if you, they start something on me, then, I mean, I'm a female too, and I can turn it right back on you about all the things you've done, and that's not healthy.
Good that's morning, Tony.
That's what they should do over to those, like, those Fallujah and all those places in Iraq where they're trying to root people out. It's just send over a bunch of lesbians to argue. Just put them in the same room, and they'll start running
you're
out.
You're ridiculous.
Good morning, Tony.
You're such a homophobe.
Hi. If the two words grow up, it causes a bit of insanity.
Oh,
so if a woman says grow up to you. See, Jeff thinks that that is like a slam dunk.
Well, it depends on the situation. Like, if I'm trying to be legitimate, then no. But if I've done something practical, jokey, and I get
like,
a grow up.
If you say, if you say, I'm not ready for kids, and she gives you a grow up, then you're mad.
Yeah.
This one is a classic. Good morning, Mandy.
Hey. The worst thing is when they say, why don't you just relax?
Yeah.
I
am guilty, guilty, guilty of that, because it totally diminishes the emotion of the other person that you're in the argument with.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, I just don't understand why you're so upset about something like something so small. It drives my wife crazy.
I think two words that are worse than relax is calm down.
Oh, yeah.
Calm down to me is worse than relax. Yeah, why don't you just calm down first? You just shut up.
How about I've never realized how smart you really aren't?
Yeah.
I haven't ever used that one.
What is wrong with
you? Do you realize you've just stopped the show 5 straight times?
Grow up, Jeff.
Will you relax?
Hey, Leslie, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
We're starting to fight in here. I
don't know. My husband always tells me when we're fighting, it's always about you.
It's always about you. Again, Melissa's thing. You're bringing in the past, in the now.
But it's also the belittling tone that is, too. That's belittling. Oh, it's always about you, isn't it?
How about this? How about when you're in an argument and someone says, okay, you're always right.
Oh, yes.
Give up.
Yeah. You're always right. I'm wrong. You're always right.
Yeah. And you're like, no, keep fighting with me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's where that old phrase, you know, don't go to bed mad, you know, when grandparents or parents have said that, is because, like, if you start a fight, you need to end it right there, because
it
is dangerous to bring in. I can't do that. I can't. It's hard for, I've never been able to successfully do it, but the best way to fight is to get it over with and then be done with it. But I think the worst fights are the ones where, Jeff, well, 6 months ago, you shouldn't have thrown out that...
that wasn't a fight. I wasn't blaming her.
I love the couples that have, you know, in theory say, you know what? Makeup sex is always the best sex. You know, you have a big old fight. You guys make up. You guys realize how important the relationship is, and then you have great sex. I have never been able to do that, because after a fight, I stay mad for the next 24 hours.
Really?
Even if we resolve it, it's cool. I'm cool. You're cool. I need 24 hours to cool down.
Hmm.
And I'm total chick. Morning, All the Hits, Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, Bird Show?
What's going on?
This is the one that always gets my wife in our house when I say, common sense should tell you.
Yeah, what are you thinking, dude?
Because
what are you thinking?
Because she's like, wow, are you questioning my intelligence?
Yeah.
And she goes, slam off.
Yeah. Yeah, that ain't gonna help. One more here. Kevin, you're on All the Hits, Q100.
And you wonder why I drink.
Yeah.
That would cause a fight in anyone's house but Crash and Lady Crash.
Right.
The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive
sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show on all the hits, Q and Edge. We can thank Dylan for this one. He just called up to comment on something we were doing on the show, and I made the mistake of saying, hey, how are you doing today? And he said, I'll tell you how I'm doing, and then proceeded to go off for like 5 minutes, very angry about the traffic. We just talked to him and tried to give him advice from other callers, but pretty much if you're on the roads north trying to head south.
He almost quit. Yeah. He was really calling in just to turn in his resignation because he did not want to be here.
Yeah, because traffic's extra bad because every major highway has a major accident on it. And so all the back roads are now clogged because everybody's trying to get off those major highways.
Hey, Denny, you're on the Burt Show.
Yeah, the backup about 2 years ago on 85 southbound, I was headed home from work, had a coworker that rode with me, and after about an hour sitting in traffic, I told him to get out, walk the BOT fence line, and find a section he could tear down. And it was quite amusing because he was jumping up and down on it like a trampoline. Oh. Fell a couple times until he got the fence all the way to the ground, and then I drove off the embankment through the fence.
And where did you go?
I went home. It was close to a set of power lines and a set of what it was a... a little side road access for the signs guys that go out and do the interstate signs.
Uh-huh.
And I shot down one of those sign roads until I found a paved road.
Oh, my.
I am getting off this highway one way or the other.
You're the hero of many today, Denny. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Thanks. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, I actually had a job about 3 years ago up in Alpharetta. It was off exit 12, off 400, but I lived in Norcross at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Some days it would take me 30 minutes to get there. Some days it would take me 2 hours to get there. So I'd always leave like an hour and 45 minutes before the time that I was supposed to get there. And my boss was a jerk. He lived really close to the office, so he really didn't know what kind of traffic I was really going through.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was there for about 2 weeks, and I was in traffic one day, and I could see that it was actually going to take over 2 hours, and I just turned it I called and I said I wouldn't be coming in, so he did that. You know, actually today I was in the same traffic that everybody else was in. I just rode the emergency lane.
I didn't have a problem today.
You're
a cheater. You're a traffic cheater.
I'm impatient.
You're the people that make me mad.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's anybody like not only quit but abandon your car.
Just
screw it. I'm out of here and just walk to some. Just walk.
I actually did.
Just to move.
There was a tanker truck that exploded on 400 one night and it completely shut down 400 south. And it was so bad that I was stuck on the Holcomb Bridge ramp to 400. So I could neither go back nor forward. I managed to squeak my car off to the right emergency lane and walk to the Hooters on Holcomb Bridge and sat there and got hammered.
Nice.
I left my car there all night. I got a hotel room across the street too by the Red Lobster at the Holiday Inn.
Smart.
Hooters, Red Lobster, Holiday.
I think Crash could do a review of every $70 and under motel in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. Super 8 somewhere that you could, you know.
Hey, Pam, you're on the Burt Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's going on?
So
speaking of Hooters, I actually worked at the one at Underground back when I worked there for several years, but I was there at the Underground one when the Olympics came.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And traffic was terrible, terrible. And there was no parking in the parking garage, and I left. After years, after driving around looking for a parking place for about 45 minutes, I went home.
That's funny.
You just quit the job.
I just quit. I'm just not doing this shift, and I'm not doing anything.
Everyone for a parking place when I had, you know, I wasn't going to walk blocks and blocks when I was working till 1 o'clock in the morning, and so I just had to give up. I went home.
I can't park.
The tips are not going to be worth this.
Right. Exactly.
Is that really a devastating career move, though, quitting Hooters?
I guess it wasn't too devastating. I mean, the money was great, but it wasn't worth all the traffic and the stress and the crowds, and the, which it didn't, I guess, end up, from what everyone was saying down there, it didn't turn out to be as bad as what they thought it was.
What I think is funny, she quit her job during a time that was temporary, like the Olympics were just for 2 weeks. And she
it was so bad, she left anyways.
Right.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Pam.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Hey, Mike, you'll be the last call of the day.
Good morning.
How are you?
This event's appropriate for today. It's 400 is the only road you can go down. See their sunrise and sunset before you get to work.
Yeah. Today you can.
Right.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mike. Good luck getting to work. And good luck to Dylan, who, according to Crash, should be here in 79 minutes.
Yeah, 75 is improving. 400 is not. 400 is still a nightmare, probably as far back as Windward, all the way into the Dunwoodies. It's a little rough.
I was telling Melissa, if I'm commuting, this is where you find a Waffle House. You buy a newspaper.
Just, you know what?
You have a long breakfast and enjoy your coffee.
Exactly. And I was going to, I tell Jeff off air a funny story how we're so conditioned to be so impatient in the car because you have to deal with that every day. You know, we come into work like at 4, you know, in the morning, right? So I'm at this stoplight near my neighborhood of this intersection, and it's me and one other car. And again, 4 o'clock in the morning. And so the light on my end is turning yellow, so I go ahead and go through it and not wait for the next one. So I'm going through it, and it turns red on me as I'm passing underneath it, and the car honked. I mean, it's like it's just like me and him, and I am almost done, you know, passing in front of his truck, but he decides to honk at me, you know, and so I thought we're bad off if that's the case, you know?
I was so impatient today. I mean, I'm coming in a little bit later than you, but still 5 in the morning, no one's on the road. I ran like 2 red lights just because I didn't feel like waiting. How bad was that?
I get mad at people who get in the right lane when I have to make a right turn and all the lanes are empty. Yeah, all the other lanes, like, and they're going straight. Because you can turn right on red, and I'm thinking, why can't you just get one lane over so I don't have to wait the 30 seconds at this light?
I love it.
Because you're making my 4-minute commute 4:45.
I know.
The Burt Show.